Didn't the band do well? Am I on? Can you hear me? Sounds a bit quiet up here. That's better for him. Didn't the band do well? I think they just need a round of applause because I think they're absolutely awesome. Right. I want to ask you a question tonight. And I want some audience participation for a change.
Oh, yes, he does.
Do you know?
He has to participate.
No, but not yet. Right, if I just get serious now, come on. If I were to put the Christian life into one word, what would it be? Awesome.
Family.
Joy. Anybody else? For a full church, not many answers coming, is there? His pardon?
Epic.
Epic. Brilliant. For me, I believe that word is relationships. Look at that, building blocks, look at them. So what? That's it, we're done. We can't have old-fashioned building blocks, can we? What do new building blocks look like? They're all breeze blocks, aren't they? So what is a relationship and what does it mean? In the dictionary, it means the way in which two or more people are connected or are in the state of being connected with each other. Let me say that again. It's the way in which two or more people are connected or are in the state of being connected with each other. For Julie Bedford, there's some synonyms. Is that the right word? Synonyms? Of relationships. And these are connection. Tell me if I'm wrong. Connection. Relation, association, and bond. And that means having a relationship with others. Other words are interrelation and interconnection. And that means having a relationship together on more of a personal level. So why am I talking about relationships tonight? It's because that's how God has designed us to be. And that's because that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to be in a relationship with each other. Yeah. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, it says, "Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being." And in Genesis chapter 2, verse 22, "Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man." God made the woman for a relationship with Adam, and he called that woman Eve. And we know there's plenty of background after Eve. He wanted Adam and Eve to bond with each other, and he created them to be in a relationship, to build that relationship together. And that's where he wants us to do. He wants us to build relationships. He wants us to bond with each other, and he wants us to be united with each other. But first and foremost, just like Adam and Eve, God wants us to be in a relationship with him. So what relationships do I mean? I believe, personally, there's six levels of relationship in life. And they are God, we need a relationship with God. Self, obviously a self. There's relationship with a spouse, with his family, with his church, and with others, the general relationship. Just to give a bit of rundown on each of them. Number one, God. This is the person who should be number one in our lives. He should be above everything else in our lives. God should get priority in everything, and God should be priority in anything that we do. Self. Getting ourselves right before God. so he can use us for his purpose outside these four walls. We need to be in that relationship. God's designed us to be in a relationship with him, and that's what he wants us to do. His relationship with a spouse, Rachel. God bless me with my beautiful wife. I've got to say that because I'm on camera. And it's true. He's blessed me with Rachel so that we can be united as one before God. Obviously to create a family, and we can do life for him together. And that's obviously in his marriage vows, in sickness and health, till death do us part, and all that. Number four, family. God has blessed me with three awesome kids. Jordan, who's obviously the drummer. Nathaniel, the footballer. And Madison, yet to be, find out what she wants to do. Pardon? She's a drummer, right. She's the future drummer. And these are obviously our kids who we love so much, and it's a pleasure watching them grow, and it's a pleasure in watching them grow in the people who God wants them to be. Number five, church. God's blessed us with an awesome church. He's blessed us with awesome leadership. He's blessed us with awesome people in the congregation who we can call family, who we can build relationships with, and we can grow together, seeing God's kingdom extended. You are our brothers and sisters in Christ. Number six is others. This is where we put all our daily lives before God to build relationships with people outside these four walls, i.e. having a relationship with our extended families, i.e. brothers, sisters, cousins and all that, with our neighbours, with our work colleagues, and so on and so on. And that's because that's how God wants us to be. There's nobody that should be left out, that should be somebody that we cannot have a relationship with. Having a personal relationship with God begins the moment that we realise that we have to have him in our lives, keeping God priority above everything else. And to admit that we are sinners, and that we need to accept Jesus as our Lord and Saviour. God has always desired God has always desired to be close to us, i.e. that's the reason why he created man, he created everything. In Genesis chapter 3, it should come up, I'm not reading all the verse, I've just put that in up there just to fill a bit of space. So I'm not reading all the chapters, should I say. In Genesis chapter 3, before the fall of man, both Adam and Eve knew God in an intimate way and at a personal level. They walked with him on a daily basis. They talked with him on a daily basis. And that was without shame, anxiety or anything. And they knew God on a one-to-one level, mainly because they were only God and Adam and Eve. So it's true. We must have that same relationship with God. We need to walk with him without shame. We need to walk with him without anxiety. And we need to share his love and not be ashamed of who God is. It's a bit early, but can I ask the band to come back? I shouldn't have really asked them to go down, really, but keeping them on their toes and all that. So moving further forward into the New Testament, in Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 to 40, it says, "Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question, 'Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?' Jesus replied, 'Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment.'" Verse 37, which is, Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." When Jesus was asked about the most important commandment. He talked about the relationship with God the Father, i.e. putting God as number one. Relationships, I believe, are the core value of our Christian living. Relationships, they're not always easy, but they are worth fighting for, they are worth working together for. And relationships are not something you can work out on your own. It takes you and someone else who can connect with you to do life together, to do that relationship together. A personal relationship begins with knowing who God really is through His Son Jesus. It's knowing that He sent His Son Jesus to die for us so that we can have an eternal life with Him in heaven. In John chapter 3:16, I say this more or less every time I speak because I believe that is the most famous verse for a reason. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. Having a personal relationship with Jesus is the best thing that you'll ever do in life, and I can guarantee you that there's going to be some ups, there's going to be some downs, but it's the best thing that you can ever do. And it's a relationship that's built on a solid foundation. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 11 it says, "For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is in Jesus Christ." Just to obviously conclude, I'm going to end with obviously the sinner's prayer. And it's something that we've got to do. It's something that we've got to work at. Obviously, building a relationship. And I believe that obviously building that relationship is it can have lasting consequences. Not consequences, that's the wrong word. But it can have lasting effects in a good way, because it's what we're designed to do, it's what we're designed to be. God's created us in a unique way and in a personal way, and that personal way is worth sharing with each other. So I believe that obviously Jesus has died for each and every one of us. And I just want to give the opportunity tonight for people to respond to that, for people to build that relationship, to join with our brothers and sisters in Christ, and also just basically to secure their own salvation, to secure their own eternity, their own future. So I'm going to pray obviously the sinner's prayer as such, and if you want to respond, then obviously either come and chat, or we can pray with you at the end, or there'll be someone in the connection corner where that we can obviously pray with you with. So if you want to obviously bow your heads, and we'll just pray this short prayer. So Lord Jesus, I know I've done things wrong in my thoughts, my words and my actions. There are so many good things I have not done, and there are so many wrong things I have done. I am sorry for those wrong things and turn from everything I know to be bad. You gave your life for me on a cross, and gratefully I give my life back to you. Now I ask you to come into my life. Come in as my Saviour to claim me. Come in as my Lord to lead me. And I will serve you all the remaining days of my life. This last slide I've put on for a reason, because I think this last slide just speaks volumes to me. It shows us that we can stand together through Jesus. We can stand together shoulder to shoulder, and that we can stand together knowing that we can accomplish everything and anything through Jesus. And obviously standing shoulder to shoulder, and the logo that we've got, connecting real people to a real God in real life, that says it all for me, and I hope it does for you. And I hope for people who's watching on Facebook or live stream or even here tonight will make that decision, obviously to follow Jesus, because I can assure you there's no better relationship than to being and built on than on a solid foundation with Jesus. So I just want to hand it back over to the band tonight. I know it's been short, but that's what is on my heart, and I just hope that you respond to the prayer. Amen.
You have poured out grace. You brought me out of darkness. You have filled me with peace.